With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
Hey everyone, this is Christian Heimel, host of Caught Listening. Thanks for listening to the following podcast on Public House Media.
Hey, you're listening to Let's Hustle with Lee and Chelsea.
We are two girls making our way in sales and entrepreneurship.
We set out to make this podcast after entering our late 20s and realizing we were hitting a wall and felt like our lives and careers were stagnant. After expressing this feeling to countless other women, we realized we weren't alone.
So each week we're bringing you real conversations with real people that are authentic, realistic, and relatable in hopes that you can grow into the best version of yourself. So strap in and let's hustle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week and another episode of Let's Hustle Podcast with Chelsea.
And
you say my name.
Lee!
yeah, we're happy you're back. We're happy to be here. We're going to talk about some really fun and interesting things today.
We have a great guest.
We have a really, really great guest, but we'll get to her in a minute.
Sorry. You're going to have to be on the back burner for a second.
For a minute. Chelsea, how's your week going? How's your day going?
Well, if we're being honest, great.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
Wonderful.
Chelsea's a little under the weather today, so we're just going to bear with her a little bit. She's not like COVID.
No, not the COVID.
She's just, you know, got a little bellyache. That's fine. Okay.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
She's good.
Lee, so, how are you?
I'm health-wise, I think I'm good.
Perfect.
I've been good. It's been a good week. I feel like a lot more optimistic lately. I think it's because I'm trying to ignore everything going on with the world, and I'm trying to distract myself by like escapism and unhealthy obsessions.
Yes.
And I'm back at work. I'm taking some new workout classes. So I've been trying to do like the healthy mental thing.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
You got a glow about you.
Thank you. It's because I haven't showered. I'm really greasy.
Oh. Well, it looks like we're being very honest today in this podcast. So
It's fine. But yeah. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and get on to our guest.
What an introduction. Happy Thursday.
So
if you're not laughing while you're listening to this, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Lighten up.
Yeah.
Is what we have to say.
Listeners are like, whoa.
Or don't lighten up. Do whatever you want. We don't care. Be you.
Be you.
Today on the pod, we have a really special guest who is now, I think, terrified of us.
She's hiding in clothes.
Today we have the one and only Allison Henshaw.
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. A little nervous, but very excited.
No, you're good. We're happy that you're here. This is going to be a really chaotic podcast because we're all best friends, and so this is just going to
be
crazy.
We'll see how we get through this together.
We totally got this.
But we wanted to bring Allison on today because she is a new hire with Chelsea. Chelsea is training her in sales, and we really wanted to talk to her, get her perspective of a new sales job because this is her first sales job, and she just completely changed careers, and so we wanted to get her insight of what she's learning, you know, what things that she is looking forward to, what made her change, and, you know, hopefully if you're listening to this and you want to get into sales, maybe this will either persuade you or make you never get into it. We don't really know. So we'll see
this
how...
This is just an honest podcast.
It's very honest. We just want to inform you, and we want you to make your own decisions.
We'll hustle your mind. We'll hustle your muscle. Because let's hustle.
Yes, we got that. Okay.
Just felt right.
Question number one.
Let's hear
it. This is like a dating game. Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let's start from the beginning. What was your career before this? What did you do before this? And what made you change to sales?
Yeah, so I was actually in a super unique industry that's very specific to Kentucky. I was in the thoroughbred breeding industry. I was technically the stallion administrator for a large commercial thoroughbred farm in Lexington, to where I handled the scheduling of the breedings for our stallions and was in charge of all the contracts and just being the number one contact between farms and our farm.
So in layman's terms,
she was a horse pimp. In layman's terms, I was definitely 1,000% a horse pimp.
That was my favorite thing to say. Oh, Allison is my sister-in-law. Did we say that?
No. Yeah, we did, but yes.
That's my favorite thing in the world is when people would ask, like, oh, what does your sister-in-law do? I'm like, she's a horse pimp. She pimps out horses.
Yeah, literally.
Professionally,
for
though.
For sure. And yeah, you got to read the room. You know, you never know which one is the more appropriate answer, right. But definitely 1,000% used to be a horse pimp.
Amazing.
Love that for you.
So what made you get out of that and make a transition over to sales?
Yeah, so for a lot of people, and this was the same for me, but I felt like I was stuck in the role that I was in and there was no real room for growth. Mm-hmm. So a sales position really, I saw the opportunity for growth in that. And, you know, in sales, you really get what you get, like, put into it and reap what you sow. And I knew that I was a hard worker and that I could put in the effort and, like, you know, wanting to see that pay out instead of, you know, working really hard for one boss and him reaping all the rewards. Like, I wanted to get some of that back for myself.
That's really awesome. So what made you, because obviously you now work with Chelsea at UniFirst, made you pick UniFirst out of all the options that you had?
Well, the number one reason is Chelsea herself. I mean,
oh, you stop that.
Point.
But in all seriousness, like, I came, a lot of people say, you know, UniFirst, like, uniform facility services, that's not, like, the sexiest job. And, you know, I came from a sexy job. I came from a sexy industry, and it just wasn't what I wanted. You know, I just wanted a company that was still, was a corporation and was corporate, was still, like, family-based, and, you know, somewhere that I could call myself at home, work my way up through the ranks, and, like, I just knew that I could, or I saw myself at UniFirst doing those things.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, you are now 3 weeks in? 2 weeks in? 3 weeks in?
4 weeks in.
4 weeks in. Oh, my gosh, girl.
Yeah.
So, what have you learned about sales that you were not expecting was a part of the sales world?
I think that probably the number one thing that I didn't expect from sales, and I know that this is not the same at every position, but what I found at where I am now is, like, we have a sales team that's really, really close and really, mm-hmm. really strongly knit, and we're always encouraging each other, and, like, when someone signs a deal, we send it to everyone and congratulate them on that. You know, I thought it was going to be more cutthroat, like, I look out for my own and myself and not necessarily, like, I look out for the whole team.
That's amazing. And that's such a good environment because I think sales gets this weird connotation of, like, everyone just, like, hates everyone and is trying
to
beat everyone, which you are. It's but it's healthy competition.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
You celebrate successes, but you also are like, I also want to beat you. But, like, you'll be happy about it.
Yeah, like, if Chelsea made a sale, I'd be like, oh, I want to make a sale, too. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, but I'm so happy for her that she made that sale. So, you know, it's, like, finding that good balance. And, like, we do have that unique, strange, good balance right now.
That's great. I love that. What are some lessons Chelsea has taught you so far?
Oh, my gosh, this is the best podcast ever.
It's just me and Allison talking nicely about Chelsea right beside her.
Well, I just lay here and slowly die.
I think, you know, she's really taught me that, like, the grind doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, especially, like, for me, my territory is in Indiana. I'm really unfamiliar with that Indiana, and she, like, started out in a territory she wasn't super familiar with either.
Yeah, from the west of the freaking Americas, where we have four lanes everywhere and wide roads and no one-way street. Out here, it's like cobblestone and one way and skinny. You might hit the side of your door on the freaking thing. I don't know, but it's terrifying.
But, like, yeah, for sure. Just, like, grinding it out and the hustle never stops and, like, you know, making, like, personal goals for yourself every single day. So, you know, going out and be like, I'm going to go to 35 cold call businesses today, and you know, and just like being like, this is my quota that I'm giving myself. No one is telling me to do these things, but like, I know to be the best sales rep that I can be, I need to do those things. So basically just like keep grinding, keep hustling is the number one lesson. The gift that keeps on giving.
You are so bright eyed and wonderful. This is such an uplifting, great podcast today. I love this. I know. I love this energy.
So do I.
That's amazing.
I love being here.
This is so exciting. Allison's one of our number one fans.
That is true. I do listen to every podcast religiously. Okay. I can't believe I'm here.
I can't believe I finally made it. Switching to like some tough talk now.
Sure.
What are some things that you think will be either a challenge or something that you might foresee someone struggling with in their first, you know, experience in the sales world?
Well, I feel like, you know, everyone's like number one thing is like rejection. Everyone's always scared of rejection. Mm-hmm. For like me personally, like this is like a very recent thing for me. It's just like, you're not going to please everyone all the time. And I'm really big into pleasing people. Like I just had to do like a little role playing with my sales manager and, you know, I didn't really please him. He was not satisfied with me and I took that very personally. And then he was upset with me for taking it personally. So I feel like that's like the hardest
thing. And then she was upset that he was upset that she was upset.
And then it was just a he said, she said, we said. So it was a hot mess. But I think just like rejection and just like knowing that like you're not going to please everyone every time you walk through the door. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, for example, like Chelsea went on a call this week and the guy was just like not wanting to hear anything that usually rides with our customers and mm-hmm. like so had to come at it from a completely different approach and just like knowing that you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea all the time. Okay. I feel like that's just like a big like almost like come to Jesus moment with yourself that like a lot of salespeople have to realize.
Dude,
look at this girl.
You are killing it.
I'm gonna get voted off the island.
Sorry, this has been a really great run with me and you, Chelsea. Allison's replacing you on this podcast.
Well, I bid you adieu.
Oh my gosh.
Or maybe it could just be Let's Hustle with Lee, Chelsea, and sometimes Allison.
And sometimes, yeah.
Okay, like I love that idea.
We could call ourselves the
L class.
No. What, who's the S?
I don't want to talk about it.
Claw? CLA? No claw. Law when you're on the claw?
Ooh. Could be.
Oh, danger. I'm going to be thinking. Lack. We do not lack.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm going to think about it.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Definitely brands.
We're getting a new jingle.
Yeah. We'll get a new jingle.
I got this again. Don't worry.
Okay, great. Anyways, Allison, back to sales.
Wow. Now you know how it really goes. We weren't lying when we said we're very disorganized. We have a plan.
Wing it mostly. So what are some goals that you've set for yourself? And how did you go about setting these goals? And it can be long-term, short-term, however you define some goals that you've set.
Yeah, so definitely, so my situation is a little unique, I think, because my sales manager did already kind of give me, like, a personal goals of, like, weekly quotas that I need to start meeting. So mm-hmm. I have to, like, kind of base off my own goals to like make sure I also like accompany or like accomplish the company goals. Mm-hmm. So I like personal goals once I officially get sales certified, hopefully next week.
Okay,
mm-hmm. But yeah. Is to do at least 20 phone calls a day and at least 25 cold calls to businesses when I'm out in the field each day. So those are, like, my personal goals for, like, the short term. And then long-term goals, our company has a, like, getaway when you're in the top 7% of the company called President's Club. So that is my long-term hustle just to get to President's Club.
Yes, you know, queen.
It's, like, a very common thing, I think, for people in our office to go to President's Club, and I just want to be part of the gang.
Okay, what's not common, A-ball.
Chelsea's like, actually, I'm the only one that gets to go.
Thanks. Adam Barron's in there. Occasionally.
Your favorite person's in there.
Yeah. Other
person. Me. I'm my favorite person.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. we're struggling. Girl, there's a mic on.
I hate myself today.
Oh my god. Okay. So what is, I know that in sales it's really hard sometimes to psych yourself up for every day.
Oh my god.
Every day it's like you have to come in and just give 110%. So what is like a mentality? Do you have a mantra that you use? Do you have some sort of like podcast, pump up song? Like what helps you get going?
Sure. Yeah. So I was actually just talking to my husband Joseph about this. So every day when I am about 2-3 minutes and 24 seconds away from work, I will start the song Man of the Year by Juice WRLD. Incredible song. I blast it full blast and I just scream it at the top of my lungs, and that's what gets me in the right mindset.
I love that honesty so much right now.
Like when I'm 2 minutes and 42 seconds away.
2 minutes and 26
that's
seconds.
That's how long the song is. Gotta make sure we get the whole song in there.
Yeah.
So every morning I listen to Juice WRLD. It gets me in the right mindset. I did like, and then it also like, I realize I clench like my jaw. I think too much. And so when I scream out those lyrics, it makes me like release all that extra tension.
Oh.
So when I walk through the door, I'm more like accepting of energy. And,
oh,
like,
Allison.
You know, what the world is trying to give me.
Oh my God.
This girl's dropping some knowledge.
Jeez. My God.
But everyone go listen to Juice WRLD's new album, Legends Never Die.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to. I'm a Juice WRLD fan for sure.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah.
Love that for us.
That's great.
His vinyl record has two other editions of Man of the Year.
Oh.
If you want to listen to those and get the vinyl version.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. Did you buy the vinyl version?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We don't have a vinyl player, though.
Oh,
that's
Allison.
Also ordered.
Wait, I was about to say we have one if you need to blast it, girl. Nice. Okay. Well, we've flown through these questions.
You just answer them so well.
You did. You're so
articulate.
Oh, my
gosh. Stop it. So here, let me just do a little role reversal.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
As, you know, a little baby sales rep out in the sales world, what is, Lee, I'll start with you first. What's your number one advice that you can give to me or any other little sales reps out there?
God, okay.
Little BB ones.
Okay. Well, from my 2.5 years in sales, where I hated it and quit it.
You were good at it.
So good at it.
I think I was good
Slay
at it.
Slay Queen, yes.
I'm a little scarred from it, but I think I was pretty good at it.
You're scarred because of a different reason.
Correct.
True.
Ugh. I would say that when you're starting off, you literally have so much momentum and so much, like, I can do this, I've got this. And then it's like after 3 months, maybe you're not as successful as you are. You're still learning. You're still a baby. Like, I would just say go easy on yourself.
Yeah, but I think that's so fair.
3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Because just know, like, you have to put in the work, and it's not going to be instant gratification.
For sure.
You know, you are going to have people that you talk to 1,000 times, and you never make the deal, and then it's, like, randomly 2 weeks later, they'll finally call you back and be like, oh, hey, yeah, like, let's talk, I'm ready.
That's so true.
But, yeah, I would just say, mentally just be persistent and know that you're going to be okay eventually.
Yeah, Nelly, I think that's like such a good point. And you know, and I've even kind of like try to tell myself that too, just like, you know, go at your own pace, like you're gonna find your own rhythm, like, you know, it may not come as like fast as like you want it to, but like it will come as long as you work at it.
Absolutely.
So totally get that.
Yeah.
Chelsea, what about you? What's your little tidbit advice for little BBs?
I would say when you're about to quit, do one more thing. Just push yourself. You can do one more. When you think you've given it your all, newsflash, there's more.
Yeah.
Do one more thing.
No, yeah.
Whether it's one more activity, one more phone call, one more email, one more cedar, one more anything. Just do one more.
Yeah, I think that's genius. Yeah, so true. That's a great
the other thing,
mantra to have.
Sorry, I've got, like, lots of advice.
Oh, my gosh, we're here for it. Tell us all the things.
If you set a standard for yourself of, like, how many things you're going to do, do not let yourself down. It's you can let your boss down, you can let your coworkers down, but the second you let yourself down, then you can never hold, like, you can't stick to anything. You're going to let your boss down. You're going to let your coworkers down. You're gonna, the one person you can't let down is yourself, or else you will let everyone else down. So, like, keep the promise to yourself, because that's the most important promise you can make.
Oh my gosh. So, incredible.
So if you're going to do 25 activities, do 25 and then one more.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally straight genius.
What did you say that one time? And it literally was, I said it changed my life, but now I don't remember what it was. So I guess not that much. You said a promise that you keep to yourself and that you never break is the closest you can ever, is the closest connection you will ever have between mind, body, and spirit, is what you said.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, oh.
That is, like, so earth-shattering. That's almost, like, hard for me to wrap my mind around.
Yeah. Like, even just, I'm going to go get in bed at 9:30. That is such an easy thing to keep to yourself. But the second you're like, well, let's do it a little bit later, that's a promise you broke to yourself. So you're, like, breaking promises to yourself without even really meaning to. Mm-hmm. And you got to figure, like, what if your friend did that to you? You'd feel bad after so many times, and you wouldn't trust your friend. If your friend's always late, you're just going to know, oh, she's always late. Or if they lie, she's a liar. Or if you're, like, they back out of plans, she's a flake. And, like, so your mind is its own thing. Like, your body, your soul, like, you're never going to be able to depend on yourself. And you're literally, person listening to this, you're the only person you can ever count on, ever.
Ugh.
No one's gonna make your paycheck. Nobody's gonna earn your hours. Nobody's gonna do anything for you. It's all on you. So
literally, step the up. Most wise words I've ever heard.
I'm telling you, Chelsea's got some zingers.
Thanks. Literally straight zingers.
I also told Nick that he smelled like a bag of dog farts today. So
that's true. You never know what kind of zinger you're gonna get. A wise zinger or just a ridiculous zinger.
She is a grab bag of fun.
Okay. Grab bag of fun.
You don't know what you're gonna get.
That is so true. Love it so much.
So I just had to bring it down to earth really quick.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Allison, you're gonna do so good. I can't even wait.
Oh, fingers crossed. Thank you for believing.
Yeah, no fingers crossed. There is or there isn't. There is no try or fingers crossed. It's just you're going to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
And just like, you know, all you little sales reps out there, you're not alone. You may feel alone, but you're not alone.
Oh, that's
so
another one.
So many little sales BBs out there.
That's the other one. It's like, man, this really sucks. You've got to realize, like, there's so many other people doing really sucky jobs right now. Like, you are not alone.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
For sure.
So,
you absolutely are.
There's
alone.
Someone sucking worse than you, so
yeah.
Treat yourself.
True. True.
And all you can do is just do it.
Just do it.
It's like, what did Jamie say? Good old Slay Coach. She said that whenever you say, I'm going to try to do something, your brain automatically tells you subconsciously you're not going to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because your brain function, like, maybe, like, your brain and, like, your self-conscious self, your self-aware self understands try, but your actual, like, biochemical makeup doesn't understand try. It's a yes or a no mm-hmm. with your body.
For sure.
And so when you immediately say you're going to try to do something, your body automatically assumes you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And so then subconsciously it convinces you to not do it.
Yeah. That's so
like,
tricky.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
like,
totally.
Cells in your body, they don't try to reproduce. They do or they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's bio.
You can't fight those facts.
It's AP bio up in here.
Yes. Street science.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Love it so much.
Well, we love you guys. And whether you're new, well-oiled machinery, or whatever you want to call it, you got this. I don't know where that was going.
You're well-oiled or not. You can do the thing.
You can do
this.
All the things.
But, yeah, just keep it up. If you're looking to do a little career change, know that there's other people out there who
For
have done
sure.
the same
it's
thing.
It's a scary leap, y'all, but you can do it.
Yeah, yes. Very scary. But yeah. You know, and if you feel like how I was alone and stuck and didn't think I had a way out, but you always have a way out.
There's always a way out. You're not a tree.
You can move.
You can move.
For sure.
Or grow some branches. Yeah. Something.
Something.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if you were a tree.
Yeah. That's true.
I'd become a weeping willow and take my branches and hit the people that you are working for.
What kind of tree would you be, Allison?
Oh, yeah, I'm a weeping willow.
I would like to think, like, I would be a cherry blossom tree.
Oh.
So, you know, some days, or, like, you know, some seasons a little scarce, but then some days, you know, really bloomed and beautiful for everyone, you know.
I love that.
You never know.
I think I would either you're gonna be... I think I would either be a dogwood.
Ooh, love those.
Or I would be a tree in Chris Evans' yard so he would pay attention to me and post about me on Instagram.
Both valid options.
That's it. Those are my two choices.
Yeah.
I'm being a weeping willow. Not because I'm weepy.
But they're pretty. They're very, like...
They're beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Very, like, swift-looking.
Something. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Well, stunning. Adjectives today.
Obviously, definitely working for us.
They are.
But we love you, and thanks for listening. And please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends. Tell your friends to tell their friends. We love you.
Yay.
Bye.